danger. It's dangerous.
Everybody come to the Breakfast Club. I call this the hot seat.
Y'all are wild. Can I live?
You are out of control. I can't even deal with you.
Y'all are so petty. Why are y'all so petty?
The world's most dangerous morning show. DJ Envy.
Captain of this bitch.
Angela Yee.
I stay in everybody's business, but in a good way.
Charlamagne the God.
The ruler of rubbing you the wrong way.
The Breakfast Club.
Ain't for everybody.
Yo. Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, Charlamagne.
It's Friday! Yes, listen, man, I want to drop one of Clues Bomb for that boy Vic Mensa, damn it. I was riding this morning to the autobiography by Vic Mensa. Vic Mensa gets busy, man. I don't care what nobody says. I don't know if Vic Mensa is your cup of tea, but he's definitely mine.
Well, okay? His album just came out today.
Yes, it did. It's called The Autobiography, and it is very, very dope. I've never really heard a whack project by Vic Mensa, though. I've always liked Vic Mensa. He grows and he evolves with every project, so I am thoroughly enjoying The Autobiography.
Is this his first album, though, right?
Nah.
He had put out four songs. It was like an EP.
Yeah, but I'm saying he's had projects before, so I wouldn't...
But is this his first official album?
That is a great question, because there was a lot going on. That was the name of one of his projects. I don't know. That's a good question. We have to ask him when we talk to him. What if he considers this his first album? What'd you do yesterday?
Yesterday, I was running around, and then I got a massage at home, one of my favorite things to do. I realized that I got to start doing that more often. I travel a lot. I'm always sitting down. My back sometimes gets a little sore. And I just started running again.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
I always tell people that. You got to take care of your own body. Just like you take care of your business. Just like you take care of your car. You take care of your house. You got to take care of yourself.
I love a good massage. If I don't get a little erection while I'm having a massage, it's not a good massage. And if I don't have a little pre-cum come out while I'm getting a massage, it's not a good massage.
As soon as I walk in, I hear you talking about erection and pre-cum.
Like, we're talking about massages, actually. So.
I didn't hear that part. I heard erection and pre-cum.
Well, hopefully if my guy Q came to your house, that wouldn't happen. But you know.
No, I don't get massages by men. They'll ask you, do you want a massage by a man or a woman? I always say woman. I know some guys like to get massages from men because men's hands are stronger, but I'm cool with a female.
He's actually a physical therapist, too. So, and I know a lot of athletes that... their physical therapist is a man.
Congratulations to them. I'm not with them.
I had one massage by a guy, and it just felt awkward. I did the couples massage thing,
mm-hmm.
and a guy came in. Guy looked like wax. Big black guy with dreads.
All right.
Came in and massaged my wife first, and then massaged me. It just felt awkward.
Oh, he did both of y'all.
Yeah.
Drop on the Clues Bomb for that dude with the dreads taking what he want, damn it.
But I thought a couples massage, y'all get them at the same time. Like, there's two people.
Sometimes, but we did something where they're supposed to teach us how to give each other massages. This was when we first got married, and... it just didn't feel right. Another man rubbing on you and, you know, he's going on your thighs. But, yeah.
I don't want a man massaging me simply because, like I just said, the way I know I'm getting a great massage is when I get an erection. So if I was to get an erection while a man was doing it,
massage,
I don't need that kind of confusion in my life, okay?
Uh-huh. All righty. And shout out to Bernice. She actually hit me yesterday to apologize.
No worry. That's dope.
Yeah, and just to reach out and make sure everything was good.
Okay.
That interview we had her up here for.
Did she hear the interview? She must not have heard the interview initially.
She said she heard it twice. She said it during, I don't know, she said she just must have heard something or interpreted something wrong.
Well, people make mistakes. Well, little Duval will be joining us this morning.
Yes.
Duval!
Because he'll be at Caroline's Comedy Club in New York all weekend, so he'll be here this morning.
Now, I have a feeling he'll have to call me and apologize, too.
Oh, now every time, you stupid. Now, every time I try to see Duval in New York, something happens. Last time he came, Sandy happened, a big hurricane, and
yes.
He couldn't perform. Then the time before that was 9/11. He couldn't perform, so hopefully he can perform this weekend.
He performed last night.
Oh, he did?
Yeah. So he's last night, he's the night, tomorrow, and Sunday.
Okay, and the real side chicks of Charlotte.
I can't even believe this is a real thing. You know, listen, all I know is if you were mad that we had Bernice on this week, you're going to be really mad today when the real side chicks of Charlotte come in here, damn it. Okay.
All right, let's get the show cracking. Front Page News is next. We'll tell you about Kyrie Irving. He wants to play for New York. I'm the only one that's excited?
Yep.
All right.
Is it Brooklyn in New York? Or?
No, this is okay. New York Knicks. Anyway, it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. We'll talk about it Front Page News. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some Front Page News. Now, Kyrie Irving. Now, he's from New Jersey, and it looks like he wants to play for the Knicks. He put up a Snapchat yesterday. Let's listen to this Snapchat.
I'm coming home, tell the world that I'm coming
home. I sound good.
Y'all reading the things way too much.
Yep, I do.
Why he couldn't just be coming home to New Jersey because it's the off season and he coming to see his people?
Nope.
Why couldn't he just be coming to see his family?
No.
How did y'all translate that into he wants to be a New York Knicks?
Sounds like he's coming to the Knicks to me.
That's what I'm saying.
How?
He should have did that last year then.
He's from Jersey. Nope. I'm coming home. It's the off season. I'm coming to see my family for a week or so.
Definitely sounded like he signed his contract already.
And that signed his contract. We're pretty close. He's coming home.
First of all, you know he's not a free agent. You know he has to be traded.
That's okay.
You know that, right?
You guys, I'm just kidding. I don't know what's going on.
We know.
Kyrie Irving don't even know what's going on. Kyrie Irving has no clue what's going on.
Coming home.
All he did was request something. That don't mean he gonna get it.
No, let's see. Now let's talk about Obamacare.
Right. Well, they are still trying to repeal and replace Obamacare. And yesterday, the Republicans in the Senate failed at trying to pass a skinny bill. I guess it's called the skinny repeal bill. So it's a slimmed down package. That did not work out. And actually, three of the Republicans voted against it.
I'm hearing some background noise or something. Show them on your phone or computer or something.
Ain't mine. That must be them ghosts in the machine.
Oh, my goodness.
You hear voices?
So one of the biggest moments, though, was that Senator John McCain, who is back to vote on this, actually voted it down. So he voted to repeal that as well. And you could hear everybody when he said no, gasp. Everybody was like,
why did they gasp? Isn't what they're trying to repeal and replace Obamacare with terrible?
Well, yeah, but you know, he had voted to proceed to the bill on Monday after returning to Washington after his brain tumor surgery, and then now he voted against it.
Hey, man, do the right thing when you're about to die, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did the right thing.
All right. Well, now let's talk about Starbucks.
Well, Starbucks is closing down all the Teavana locations, and so that's going to impact about 3,300 people who work at Teavana. There's 379 stores.
What's Teavana?
I actually like Teavana.
What is Teavana?
It's like a fancy tea store, like where you go in and you can get all different kinds of tea. They had stuff like green tea, mojito, raspberry, all different kinds of flavors, and you can steep your own tea.
Why would Starbucks, why would they be in a tea store?
No, they own Teavana.
Oh,
Teavana's stores.
Okay, gotcha.
And the stores, but it's really expensive, though. I will say that. So that's probably part of it. It's like luxury tea, kind of.
I don't
need luxury tea. All I need is, matter of fact, I'm about to give me some nice green tea out of the office right there. You know the office have those little plain green tea packs? I forgot the name of them.
Now, I done went crazy in Teavana before, and I'm not going to lie. I went crazy, made my own tea for like a week, and then I just stopped. Mm. And because it's much easier to throw the package in the hot water. Right. All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee, Front Page News.
All right. Now, when we come back, what are we doing?
Oh, get it off your chest.
800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, hit us up right now. Or if you feel blessed, phone lines are wide open. This is your chance to vent. 800-585-1051. Hit us up right now. Call us up. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So you better have the same energy.
Yeah. Marissa.
Yes.
Why are you mad, Mama?
I'm mad because my husband isn't home.
Because
he isn't home?
No, he's not home. Charlamagne or Envy.
When the last time you've been home?
In April.
April? Have you answered the phone?
I mean, he can't really call me. He's at Willard. I'm mad at that program.
Oh, so you know where he is. You make it sound like he's missing. Like, so you need to be calling the hospital.
He's in jail.
The truth is, he's not home.
Oh, okay.
When is he getting out?
He's at Willard.
What is Willard? Like a halfway house?
No, it's jail.
Oh, okay. When he be home?
It's like drug jail, but you can only call home once every other week. And then the opposite week, you can have a visit.
What did he do?
So it was hard, because he's there, and I'm in Buffalo. I can't get to him, but I can only talk to my husband twice a month for 10 minutes.
What did he do that he's in jail?
He had a situation.
Oh, what did he do? Drugs?
Killed somebody?
Fight?
No, Charlamagne, he didn't kill anybody.
Robbery?
So listen, when he comes home, you can't ever see him?
No, I mean, I can when he comes home, but that's when he comes home.
When is that?
How's that once every other week penis?
How is that once every other week?
It's just a phone call.
Penis.
No, she just got to talk to him.
I thought she said she get to see him every other week.
No, she gets a phone call. She gets to speak to him every other week.
Every other week. I get to talk to him twice a month, and I can see him twice a month.
I know y'all not listening.
If I can get to him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she just says she gets to speak to him.
It's like a shot camp.
Oh, okay. Well, listen, I can't wait till he comes home. When he'll be home?
October.
All right. You make sure that vagina rehabilitates him the correct way, okay? Keep him out of there, all right?
My goodness.
Really?
Have a good morning, mama. Christian.
Hey, what's up? Good morning, guys.
You feeling blessed this morning, Christian?
Yeah, I'm super blessed, man.
Tell us about it.
I'm about to be in a relationship with 3 years with my girlfriend.
Oh, nice. Congratulations. That 3-year mark is great.
Yeah, we both, you know, grown. We got no kids. Like, we all, like, we going on an up and up, you know what I'm saying? Like, her name is Corinne. Like, that's my baby, you know? Like,
how old are you, sir? You know? How old are you?
I'm 26, sir.
Oh, okay. And how old is she?
She's 26. She's about to be 27.
No doubt. When you have kids, yeah. You're going to name them you know you like?
Yeah. It's going to be a junior. You know?
Yeah, no doubt.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
I'm
about yeah.
to sing. I want to sing for my baby, you know what I'm saying?
You want to sing for her?
Sing?
All right, let's hear
yeah,
it.
Yeah.
Sing, go ahead, sing.
Oh, yeah. No.
Get out of here,
what
man.
Was that? What was that?
Try to hit that Casey and JoJo note real quick on the ass.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you're upset, you need to vent, call us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed.
So you better have the same energy.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
What's your name, bro?
Ever,
man. You got kicked out the crib, man. Your girl kicked you out the crib. What happened?
So I used to know this girl or whatever, and she, you know, we used to be friends, but we were never like an item or nothing. You know, we would just talk. She was just a friend, and I hadn't talked to her in years. And all of a sudden, she got my number through somebody else and texted, you know, my phone, well, it was my girl's phone, whatever, right? But I use it too, and she texted it. My girl just started tripping. She just started acting like it was my fault, like something had to happen. I'm like telling her we were just friends and nothing ever happened. But she's like tripping out and freaking out and talking about it's all my fault. And I had just gotten home from work, and all I ever do is just go to work and take care of my family, you know, and all of a sudden I'm getting thrown out.
My brother.
You know?
My brother. It's just me and you talking. It's just me. It's me and you. Okay. Only person listening. Only person listening is Envy and Angela Yee. All right.
Yeah.
Did you smash the other chick? Come on now. Come on.
Nah, man. I'm telling you, man. I swear. I never smashed her, man.
You ain't do nothing. You ain't suck a nipple or nothing.
Nah, nothing. I'm
good
telling
job.
You, nothing. I mean, she wanted to. You know, she want. I kind of.
Okay. Okay.
To,
you're stuttering too much. Oh, you're on. Stuttering.
What happened? Now? Something happened.
Woman, for real, man.
That woman didn't stick in, kick in for no reason. When a woman spider sense kick in, something going on.
Did you flirt with her a little bit?
I mean, we might have flirted a little, you know what I mean?
But it was never like, you know,
I never actually did anything with her.
But you would have did it if you got the chance, though.
Nah.
Don't lie to me, Craig. Don't lie
to
me.
Your whole tone just changed. So what was you flirting for? What was the point of that?
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. That was a while back. That was a long time ago. I mean, you know,
His voice got higher when he started.
Definitely got higher, man. You sound like a lion.
You need to moonwalk out of that relationship with that other young lady, okay? Women's spider senses don't go off for no reason.
Vanessa.
Something going on.
Hey, you guys.
Tell them why you blessed this morning. You sound so excited.
I am so happy, first of all, because I got through to you guys. I really love you. I listen to you guys every morning while I'm getting ready for work.
Thank you for having no taste.
Y'all stop it.
I just want to say I'm really blessed because this morning I woke up and I looked at my bank account and I was finally able to pay off my student loans.
Yes!
So
nice.
Congratulations. I remember that day when I paid off all my student loans. I wanted to have a party. It felt so good.
Yes, it feels so amazing. So I'm really happy today and it's Friday, so it's just a great day. I'm really happy.
Congratulations to you. What an accomplishment.
Congrats, mama.
Thank you, guys.
Right.
It's so nice to not have to pay that every month. You got that little extra money.
Yeah. Get it off your chest.
By the way, they said the reason Kyrie Irving was singing I'm Coming Home was because he was in Asia promoting his shoe, and now he's coming back to the U.S. of A.
Sounds like he's going to
play for
the Knicks.
I don't know why y'all be reaching so much.
I'm going to reach. I'm a New York Knicks fan.
Jesus
Christ. We've been reaching all our lives.
He's coming
LeBron
back home
said
to America.
He wants to play for the Knicks, too. Did you hear that?
No.
Me neither. But I'm going with that. All right, get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Get it off your chest. Now, we got rumors on the way, Yee?
Yeah, let's do some clearing ups, okay? A lot of people have had to explain statements that they've made, and that includes Tiffany Haddish and Rick Ross. They are both clarifying some things, maybe apologizing.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, don't forget, Little Duval will be joining us next hour.
Duval!
And also the real side chicks of Charlotte.
I can't believe that we have the real side chicks of Charlotte coming in. So
I'm not going to lie. I can't believe it either.
What type of program is this?
Well, everybody that was pissed off we had Bernice on
this
week.
Oh, they're going to be mad now.
You're going to really be pissed off today.
Yeah, absolutely.
That wasn't my idea, the side chicks of Charlotte, though.
Whose idea was it?
Damn sure wasn't mine. I didn't book that one.
I don't know.
I didn't book it either. I don't know how it happened.
I don't know.
I don't know how they got hit neither. Then got, I have no idea. Somebody had to book it.
And you know they're driving from North Carolina, from Charlotte.
Well, Duval will be here too. We should keep Duval. That's what we got this.
All right. All right. Well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Ray Ross.
It's about time.
What's going on? Yeah.
Rumor report. Rumor report.
This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Rick Ross was on The Breakfast Club, and he made some comments, and we discussed this yesterday that people were up in arms about. Here is what he said.
What about a female rapper? I always felt like, I know you dibbled and dabbled with different artists, that other female rappers, but...
You know, I never did it because I always thought, like, I would end up f***ing the female rapper and f***ing the business up. I'm so focused on my business. I gotta be honest with you. You know, she looking good. I'm spending so much money on her photo shoots. I gotta f***.
All right. Well, now he has apologized. He said, I want to address an insensitive comment I made on a very sensitive issue, especially in a minority-dominated industry like hip-hop. My entire empire's backbone is led by two of the strongest people I know, and they happen to be women, my mother and sister. The operations wouldn't run without them, and I have the highest regard and respect for women in this industry. I have a daughter myself, my most cherished gift in the world. My comment is not a reflection of my beliefs on the issue, a mistake I regret. I hope to use my mistake, my platform, and the community to create positive discussion to implement change on a very important issue.
Well, if he felt like he offended people and he needed to apologize, salute to him.
Mm-hmm. I also told you that I don't believe that Rick Ross really feels like that. Like, I feel like he's a businessman, and I feel like if there's an opportunity to make money and he sees somebody that's outstanding, that he would do it.
Yeah, but either way, it was a moment of self-reflection. Like, he knows his weaknesses. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't want to put himself in that situation, but...
But I understand why he would have to backtrack and say that, because it was disappointing for women to feel like, I look up to Rick Ross, I love his music, but I could never sign to MMG, and that's a disappointment.
And then his picture hugging you with his tongue out didn't help, because everybody made that seem like he was a sexual predator who was sexually harassing Angela Yee, and me and Envy just was sitting by watching it. Y'all don't have a relationship, like y'all not cool.
And to clear that up, people are like, Angela was, you know, didn't post a picture. She's upset. I was on vacation in Bermuda.
That is a fact.
So mm-hmm. I wasn't here that day. So, no, I did not post the picture. And the only picture, and to be clear, I wouldn't have posted that picture. The only picture I have, which I could have posted, is me, like, bent over trying to break away. Now,
that would probably be
crazy.
But that's the picture I have. Because I just want to clarify, it wasn't that I knew he had his tongue sticking out. I didn't know that until I saw the picture. Because it was behind me and everything was like a 2-second situation. You know, he grabbed me like to take the picture like that, and then I ducked out of the way just because I knew he was being funny.
Well, according to Twitter, you're a weak woman who can't speak up for herself, which is so far from the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if Angela Yee had a problem, she would have said something right then and there. I don't know who y'all think Angela Yee is, but y'all really got her misconstrued.
Right, so I've known Rick Ross for years, and I did do my first cover story that I ever did for Vibe magazine was with MMG. But it was for the sex issue, and he's been on my lip service podcast a couple of times. So he jokes around with me. But
yeah, y'all talk sex a lot.
But mm-hmm. he's never been inappropriate. He's never even been like, Angela, let me take you out. And nothing. So I just want to clarify that he's always been very professional with me off interviews, and that's it.
You hear that, fake outrage police on social media? You hear that? Jesus Christ.
But I will say, in general, I don't really like people hugging on me like that, but...
For future reference.
Yeah, but that's just me in general, so, you know.
And by the way, they feel like we're twisting your arm right now to say that because you want to keep your job.
Who's they?
Social media. Those stupid-ass digital D-heads. Jesus Christ.
All right. Now, somebody else that had to clarify some comments was Tiffany Haddish. Now, she was doing an interview with the L.A. Times and talking about Bill Cosby. And she made a joke. She said that she would still work with him even though those allegations of rape were made against him. She said, I'll drink the juice. That's a joke. And so she had to clarify that at the Television Critics Association press tour panel. She said, it was a joke. I don't know if you've ever been interviewed. You go through about 27 interviews, and you're supposed to be humorous. Sometimes you're going to make some bad jokes.
Drop one of Clues Bomb for Tiffany Haddish, damn it. No weapons formed against Tiffany Haddish shall prosper. We are protecting her at all costs. You know damn well she was making a joke.
She said, I'm not afraid to do any kind of role as long as it doesn't compromise my morals. Mm-hmm. I don't agree with what he did, but I'm not afraid of the big bad wolf.
People be waiting for you to slip up, okay? Let Tiffany live.
They be waiting, boy.
That's her sense of humor. I'm so sick of y'all making comedians apologize for jokes. Intent matters. She's a comedian. She made a joke. F your fake outrage. Go play somewhere. Tiffany's busy. All right.
Goodness gracious.
Not to mention Tiffany has survived way more in her life. She will be fine. All right.
Get mad at all types of things.
That's
morning.
Just stupid. And, she's, right, and she's real about the moral thing. Remember when she was here on the Breakfast Club, she said she turned down the role in Top 5, the Carly Red role. Remember when they both mm-hmm. ran a train on Cedric Entertainer, whatever mm-hmm. it was. She turned that down because she was like, I'm not letting Cedric bust off in my face.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee.
Okay.
Thanks, Charlamagne. I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Missy. We got front page news when we
come
back.
Can we just get the end of what Charlamagne said alone? I'm not letting...
Let the subject down the table. Yeah, we
see
definitely going to use that.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, get that clip.
I would have run that all morning.
All morning running that. All right.
Poor we Cedric. Cedric in town, too. Cedric might just be like, what are they talking about? Charlamagne's not going to let me bust in his face.
Oh, yes, he will.
I never asked him to bust off in his face.
But since he's asking. All right, Obamacare, we've got to talk about it when we come back. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Now, starting with sports. I don't care what Charlamagne says.
What are you sucking on?
I don't care what Charlamagne says. Kyrie Irving wants very badly to play for the New York Knicks.
Who said? Where are you getting this from?
He said he's coming home to the Knicks.
Now, Kyrie Irving put this on his Snapchat. You got the audio?
I'm coming home,
New York.
Tell the world
New Jersey.
That I'm coming.
See? He's coming home.
Sir.
Huh?
He's in Asia. He's overseas. He's in Asia or China somewhere. Okay? He was promoting his shoe overseas. He's coming back to the United States of America. That's all that means.
Can I dream?
Yeah, I mean,
can
yes,
New York fans dream?
I want all kids to dream.
Right? I'm dreaming. Okay.
And you know what? New York fans have been dreaming for a long time. That dream has just been a nightmare for 20-plus years, okay?
My goodness.
That's all.
Now, let's talk about Obamacare.
Yes, so they actually tried to do, once again, a repeal bill. And it turns out that three Republicans, according to Donald Trump, three Republicans and 48 Democrats, let the American people down. As I said from the beginning, let Obamacare implode, then deal. Watch. So they've been trying to fulfill this whole plan to repeal the Affordable Care Act. But it seems like it's been a lot more difficult than they thought it would be. And even John McCain voted against it. He was one of the three Republican senators that voted against it.
Okay. Now let's talk about Starbucks.
Starbucks is closing all Teavana locations. Now, you guys didn't even know what Teavana was.
I definitely didn't.
But they have them, like, in all the fancy malls. It's, like, an expensive...
I see it. Now that you say it, I see all that expensive tea.
And
I don't
they always
tea.
Stand in the front and they try to offer you some tea.
I don't
samples.
Drink tea.
Man, I thought that was a jeweler. No. I ain't gonna lie.
Offer you tea samples?
I ain't never thought about it. I just thought it was some, like, fancy-ass jewelry store.
And it
store
smells good when you walk past.
I swear I never paid no attention. I just see it. Teavana.
I see it now.
Well, that's
now
probably part of the reason it's closing down. Y'all didn't even know what it was.
Yeah, definitely didn't
and
know
you
what it
both
was.
Have walked past it.
I still wear mostly more t-shirts from Target, even though they're discontinuing them. What the hell would I be doing drinking luxury tea?
Well, I'm a big fan. I drink tea every morning, so I love tea. But I have to say, their tea was ridiculously expensive. One of my friends talked me into buying some one day, so I bought a few bags of tea, and it's like loose tea. And then you buy the thing where you can steep the tea and make it yourself. And I did that for about 1 week, and then I never did it again. So I'm going to stick with tea bagging.
Oh, okay.
Hey, you can drop
there
on the coupon for Angela Yee. It's Friday, damn it.
There
freaky,
you go.
Freaky Friday.
Freaky, freaky, freaky Friday.
You do what you got to do. Yeah.
Where's that clip of Charlamagne now?
I'm not letting Cedric bust off in my face.
Jesus Christ.
It's freaky, freaky, freaky Friday.
First of all, we need to ask
Charlamagne is teabagging with me.
We need to ask for context to that statement. Okay.
Just not going to have it on his face.
All right. Well, I'm Angela Yee. Right. That's your front page news. Maybe, one more time.
Maybe on his belly button, not on his face. Let's play it again.
I'm not letting Cedric bust off in my face.
Okay.
I was repeating what Tiffany had to say about why she turned down the role.
She didn't
in
say
top
anything
five.
About.
Nope.
Okay.
That's what I said. When we come back, Little Duval will be joining us. So keep
would you let Duval bust off in your face?
Jesus Christ.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We got a special guest in the building.
Duval!
You know what's going on. I'm in here.
He's finally doing shows in New York City.
Finally.
He's been doing this for a long
Duval ain't never did Caroline's Comedy Club in his life.
Almost. No, X twice.
You performed there once.
X, I was supposed to perform there twice, but something happened. The devil was busy.
There was a snowstorm.
The first time it was 9/11.
Right.
The first time it was 9/11, so I didn't make it here. And the second time it was that hurricane.
Oh, yeah, it was something.
Yeah, it was a hurricane. Yeah, Sandy. Right. So I didn't make it to that one either. But I'm here now. You know, it happens when it's supposed to happen.
How many shows you got this weekend?
17, it feels like.
I'm not used to Duval smelling like a rapper. Duval in here smelling like Wiz Khalifa this morning.
Man, I smoked good before. Yeah, I smoked good
now,
man.
Duval smoked heavy now.
Yeah, I smoked good
now. When did that start?
It started about a year and a half ago, almost 2 years. It was a blessing. I started in Denver, and ever since then, it's been on.
Now, what made you want to smoke? Because you was you don't drink at all.
I don't drink.
You definitely didn't smoke, so why now?
I couldn't figure out why not.
It's going to stunt your growth.
Why not?
It's going to stunt your growth.
It ain't going to stunt my growth. If I ain't grew by 40, I ain't going to grow.
Is there any medical reason? You sure you ain't telling us?
Nah. I always liked the way it smelled, and I was like, man, it smelled good, but I wanted to get my life together. And I was like, you know what? Yeah, it's been together for a while. I'm like, I'm not going to fall off.
How much do you smoke?
I smoke at least about an ounce in every 2 days.
Did it have to do with the movie Grow House?
Nah, I was smoking before Grow House. Actually, I didn't smoke while I was shooting the movie. I didn't smoke then. Then I started smoking afterwards. Like, I was one of the only people that didn't smoke with Snoop.
That doesn't make sense. And it seems like if there's a time to smoke, it would be while you're filming a movie.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true, too. But I didn't smoke. I'm not one of the people that you could peer pressure into doing something. So I did when I wanted to do it. It was a perfect example with Snoop. It's like, everybody smoked with Snoop. If Snoop asks you to smoke, you gonna smoke.
Right.
I didn't smoke.
And you say you got a high tolerance because your daddy was a crackhead?
Yeah, man. Right. I think that's what it is. That's why I won't do coke. Because I want to do coke, but I know if I got it.
Why do you want to do coke?
It just looked like they have a good time on it. You ever seen somebody not having a good time on coke?
Boy, you bored.
Hey, you do. But I can't do it.
Too much money for too long. You bored now, man.
I am. I mean, I'm not bored. I'm just enjoying life now. Life is fun. It's amazing.
You just celebrated your 40th. Happy belated.
Yeah, I'm 40 now. I love being 40. I ain't the only 40 person in here, though. You 40?
I'm not
you,
40.
What you? What you?
I still got three in front of mine, bro.
Oh, you 39. And he 39 in the hand. That 39 in the hand. Why is he scared to say they 40?
I ain't there yet.
Dog, this is the best time, man. It's popping.
It is if you have money and doing well.
Only people don't like being 40 is people that can't afford to be 40.
Okay, if you're 40 and your life is a
like,
mess.
Like, we 40.
I can't wait till I get there.
You almost there. He almost there. We gonna celebrate hard for him. Well, it's been past her time, so but we all having a good time. This is our time to shine, bro.
That is true though, because 40 is like, you know how Biggie say being broke at 30 give a man the chills.
Yeah.
So being broke at 40 probably feel like death.
Yeah,
so if
probably
you're doing
do.
Good in life and you 40, live it up.
And I don't think 40 is old. I just
not
think
no, it's not.
I think it's old when you want it to be. Like, when I don't want to do something, I'm old. I'm like, I'm too old for that. Like, that's when I use that old thing.
40 not old, especially when you look at people like Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Jennifer Lopez.
She's
48.
She young, though.
I can't
Jennifer Lopez is 48.
Yeah.
She look incredible.
And I know it sounds cliche, but 50 is young now, because think about it. When my grandma was 50, nobody wanted to have sex with her. Like, everybody want to have sex with these basketball wives that's 50 years old.
Halle
Berry.
Angela
Bassett.
Yeah, so, I mean, it's a different 50 than it used to be.
So yes. You still single, Duval?
I mean, I'm in and out of blessings. You know, I'm going in and out. You know,
blessings.
Yeah, you know, I'm going in and out. You know, I'm just doing my thing. You know, I got this new girl. I just broke up with my other girl that I was with last time I talked to y'all. She was crazy.
Are you a thot?
I'm going through my thought stage now at 40. Yeah, I'm and these bitches.
But you one of them original thoughts, because you are.
Yeah, I've been thotting since Daytona.
You said Daytona 90.
No, I never had Daisy Duke. Nah, you going too far.
Little
no,
biker shorts,
no, no.
The little 69 boy biker shorts. Come
I
on
mean,
now.
It was popular like in 88, you know, but I was a little boy then. You know, I was about 10 then, so I didn't know no better. And we all danced. In Florida, we kind of freaky and kind of wild. We used to do wild shit. Like, one thing about Florida, ain't nobody more freaky than Florida people.
Ain't nobody more crazy than Florida people. I always say the craziest people in America is in the Bronx and all of Florida.
Yeah, if you notice, most of the crazy stuff that happens on the internet, it comes from Florida.
Yeah.
And I saw you were concerned because you had been with some of Usher's ex girlfriends.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. I had to break up with all my side chicks, all my hoes that told me they used to talk to Usher. I just had to make sure. Because you never can be too safe.
You think she got the herpes for real, man? Because you in Atlanta. Have you heard that going around?
I ain't never heard it, but if the judge said, I mean, I don't know for sure, but the judge said it, and he had plenty of times he could have paid them hoes off.
He gave him $1 million.
$1.1 million.
Yeah, but that was in court. That was in court.
Oh, he should have did it before.
Yeah, before now it's publicly. Now it's going to be hard to get any girl. If a girl mess with him. Oh, he is?
I thought he was
he's
married.
He's been married. Yeah, he's married.
It's kind of hard not to do it in court, though, because you need her to sign an NDA and all, but I guess that don't even matter now because she still came out.
Man, you got to be, you can't just.
You still sign that way.
But you know what? What happened is that this settlement information that wasn't supposed to be disclosed came out, so now all these other women are coming forward and saying, me too.
It's going to be a dude come forward.
Dude having outbreaks in his butthole.
You guys are crazy.
Nah, but for real.
You guys are crazy.
What you saying about Usher, shorty?
Man, I don't know, man. Yeah.
Too far.
All right, we have more with Lil Duval. When we come back, don't move. It's Notorious B.I.G. with Big Papa. We have Lil Duval in the building now, Charlamagne.
Imagine a question. How do you feel about President Trump's take on banning transgenders from being a part of our military?
Man, don't be asking me nothing like that. You ain't finna put me in that hole. Nope. No, I don't know. I mean, shout out to my sister, my gay ass sister. She doing her thing.
She part of the LGBT.
Yeah, she part of the LGBT. She the first person that texted me about that. Did you see that? And I had to fake like I cared. Be like, oh, that's crazy.
But what do you think about transgender people being in the military?
I'm just doing my thing, man. Did I tell y'all I'll be at Caroline this weekend? I'm just doing my thing. Shout out to all the trainees out there.
You can't say that.
That's crazy.
Transgender.
Yeah. So say you met a girl and she didn't tell you she was a transgender.
That ain't a girl. I met a boy. That means I met a boy.
After 4 months, she told you I had sex, and then after...
We're not having sex.
Yes, after 4 months, y'all had sex, and she said, Duval...
This might sound messed up, and I don't care. She dying.
No, that's a hate crime. I can't do that.
Nah, dog, you manipulated me to believe in this thing. I'm gay now. I'm gay.
No, you're not. She's a woman.
I'm gay.
It happened to Richard Pryor. He's cool with that.
He was cool with that. He said he sucked.
You couldn't come up with a good joke?
No. I can't live with that, bro. I can't.
Man.
I can't live with that. Just don't do me.
This would never happen.
So you don't have to worry about me killing nobody.
You've never been in a situation.
What the fuck am I gonna be in a situation like that for?
Now I do agree.
Hell no.
Sometimes you can't tell.
I do agree that you are taking away a person's power of choice.
Yeah.
When you don't tell them up front. That's why when Janet Mock was there, she said she tells.
There should be some type of repercussions for that if you do that to somebody, or something.
Some charges be pressed.
So until then, I'm gonna have my own repercussions. So.
When Janet Mock was there, she said she tells all her partners. She didn't tell the first one.
Who?
Janet Mock.
Who is that? A transgender activist. Oh, I didn't know that.
Beautiful person.
Okay.
But you can't go around killing transgenders.
I'm not gonna kill transgenders. I didn't say, here you go trying to flip my words. I didn't say I'm gonna kill transgenders. I said, if one did that to me.
If you had sex with one and then they didn't
And they didn't tell me, I'm gonna be so mad, I'm probably gonna wanna kill them.
Well, all right, let's not even ask him that because until it happens to him, he doesn't know what he might do.
Yeah,
it might already happen to you.
All right, put that damn. Look, I mean.
Man, tell me she ain't pretty. Come on now.
She's beautiful.
That nigga doing his thing.
Oh, no, you're
doing this thing.
That's so crazy.
You're not finna get me.
Why are you trying
to get? Got you.
Yeah. Shout out, Janet.
Well, listen, you might have already slept with one and don't know.
No, I didn't.
You're in Atlanta now.
I try to mess with girls that got babies, so I know for sure.
They might have adopted and told you.
No, they still got stretch marks and C-sections and stuff like that.
Yo, I love when Duval's up here.
Nah, I'm just up here chilling, man. I'll be at Caroline's, though.
You be at Caroline's all weekend.
All weekend long.
Yeah, man, all weekend. So if you want some D dropped off, ladies, not no trainees. If you want some D dropped off,
it's transgender.
Oh, you can't.
You have to be politically correct now.
All right, transgender. I didn't know that. They come up with new rules every week. I talk to my sister all the time about that on podcast.
Do comedians still have to be politically correct?
We do, but we shouldn't. That's a good thing I like about being me. I can say what I want and do what I want. People understand where I'm coming from. They know I'm not coming from a place of malice. They know I'm just speaking my mind.
Just like how Joan Rivers used to be.
That's the best thing about being a comedian, I think. That's the thing about being a comedian. You say what you want to say, and you say how you feel, and people take it, some people don't.
But doesn't it like stop like what you could be doing, like, you know, TV, maybe movies?
Not if they accept who you are. It didn't stop Joan Rivers. It didn't stop Bernie Mac.
Different time, though.
Well, it's me. I guess I won't fit in that time. They're going to accept me for me. I'm 40. I'm going to just have fun and live life.
Now, what do you think about Rob Kardashian and everything that happened with him?
Man, Rob, man, he's a simp, man. I don't even feel sorry for him. He's a simp. You know, he's just like everybody else. I salute Black China. Black China is running through these niggas.
You knew her back in the day.
Yeah, I've been knowing. I'm proud of her, man. Like, I remember her, man, like, just seeing her come from that, going through, getting ran through, and then now she's just running through people.
She was ran through?
Come on, now. I should have.
You sure you didn't?
I didn't because my homeboys did. I ain't finna say because I already know that's the next question, but my homeboys, they
Rob
were
already told us. Rob said T.I. and Tiny Payton.
That was the dumbest thing ever. Like, I'm like, don't he realize he's showing them? I know you ain't talking. You ran through my old lady. Like, what? What? Why would you say that? Like,
oh, so you confirming it? That did happen?
I ain't say none of that. They just shout out to Tiff and Tiny. They doing their thing. I seen them over there getting back together and whatnot in Bahamas. I see y'all.
Okay, so they are back together.
I didn't say that.
You confirmed that, you Duval.
Are you and Plies back together? Hello?
Hello?
Skip say what? Back together for what? You know what y'all been doing. I've been running through you for years. You already know.
Jesus Christ, man. Jesus Christ.
That's your defense for you giving some exclusive tea to try to change.
You didn't answer the question, though, Angela.
You didn't answer the question.
What you want me?
I said, are they back together? Are you giving us an exclusive?
I don't know. They ain't told me yet. So answer my question now.
I don't know. He ain't told me yet.
Oh! I can't wait to see the caption there. I already know it's going to be on the headline.
You with the clap back.
Blige gave her that sweet meat. Blige gave her that sweet meat. Now she acting crazy. Felt sorry for my baby how she left a shake.
And Duval's at Caroline's
all weekend. Angela from the back.
Man, come on, man. Stop it. Listen.
First of all, the word
is back. You gotta respect our co-workers.
This my friend, man. We all doing the same thing, bro. Come on, ain't it? Come on, we spilling tea.
You boy.
We spilling tea.
You spilling tea.
What?
Duval's a jerk, man.
What?
Tea on the floor.
What? We all
Listen.
Friends?
Listen, Duval's a comedian. It's fine. He could...
Yeah, I could do my thing. I could tell the truth and just be playing.
Yeah, Duval's at Caroline's all weekend long,
Is that
man.
Blood on your seat?
It would,
You having some leakage?
Well, here she goes. She's trying to throw it on.
Where you coming from? Like some rectal tissue.
Go ahead, get your thing off. Go ahead, do your thing. Ride out. It ain't gonna top that Plies. Go ahead.
You said you want to top Plies.
Hey, it still ain't gonna top it.
Duval will be at Caroline's. So listen, you wanna bring him in?
Yeah, Duval need to stick around.
Well, I need to stick around.
Because we got some guests in here that I think could use some demotivational speaking.
Who we got here? Who needs this blessing?
You ever heard of the Real Side Chicks of Charlotte?
Y'all got them on the show for real.
I never met them.
We're gonna bring them in. They got a show?
I don't know.
We don't know. We're going to bring them in here, and you're going to be the fourth member of the Breakfast Club this morning.
Yeah, okay. Where I need to sit?
Right here. We're going to put you right here. Okay. And we're going to bring them in, and we're going to interview the Real Side Chicks of Charlotte.
Come on. Hold up. I got some hats for them hoes.
With my real friend, Lil Duval.
I got some hats for them hoes.
Hold on. Let me get the blood.
We'll bring them in. Don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. It's a Friday. I'm so ready for this weekend.
Yes, it is. And listen, we got the Side Chicks of Charlotte coming next hour. I have no idea who these young ladies are. I did not even know this was a real thing. Uh-huh. Nobody in here wants to take the blame or credit for booking them.
I didn't book them. I thought you booked them.
I did not book no damn Side Chicks of Charlotte.
I definitely thought it was Charlamagne.
I definitely didn't book no damn Side Chicks of Charlotte. Mm. I take blame for Bernice, but that was a great one, okay? Right, 800,000 views on YouTube. Drop on the clues bomb for Bernice Burgos, damn it. But I ain't got nothing to do with no Side Chicks of Charlotte. But Lil Duval is still here.
Yes, he's still here.
When we bring in the Side Chicks next hour, Duval will be in here with the Side Chicks of Charlotte.
All right, well, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Lamar Odom.
Listen up.
It's just in.
All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's the rumor report.
The Breakfast Club.
Now, I don't know if you guys had a chance to see Lamar Odom on Players Tribune. Did you see this?
I didn't.
No.
His By the way, this is a great, great, great kind of a monologue that he does just about everything that he's been through. And I think if you watch it, you'll understand so much more about him, because he really opens up about everything, including when he started using cocaine, when he hit his bottom, rock bottom. And he talks about waking up in the hotel room, in the hospital room, and how he couldn't move, he couldn't talk. He said his throat hurt, and he had been using coke pretty much every single day at that time when he ended up in the hospital. And he said he just remembered things that his grandmother used to say to him when he was a kid. And he talks about a lot of things that happened in his life, like with his mother passing away from cancer when he was only 12, his son passing from sudden infant death syndrome, and that's how he felt like he ended up really just heavily using drugs just to deal and cope with the pain of that. He said drugs will put you in positions that you will do things that you would never think that you would do. And here he is talking about hitting his rock bottom.
One of the darkest places I've ever been is when I was in a motel room getting high with this chick. And my wife at the time walked in. I was being a scumbag. But that's what addiction is. Addiction is a brain disease, and it affects your brain. You won't make rational decisions. You ask, what the f*** did I do to get here? Especially when I woke up, I couldn't talk or walk. They found me in a coma.
What did you mean being a scumbag? Like, she walked in on him cheating?
No. Yeah, he was with another woman in the motel room, and she came.
I'm gonna
in
act
the room
high
then
too
was,
if I ever get.
You gonna act that high?
Oh, you ain't even gotta worry about
he
that.
He said he was using drugs, and he had to get a hotel room because he had nowhere to go. Where was he supposed to go use drugs? He just wanted to do drugs with this woman. Mm. Now, you know, he didn't try cocaine until he was 24 years old, he said. And it was no real reason for it. He was in Miami on vacation. He said it was just an asinine decision. He would not do it again, never, ever. If he could go back, it would change his whole entire life. But it was a life-altering decision. He said around that same time, his grandmother passed away. He said, when I did coke, I felt good for a minute. I stopped having so much anxiety. I didn't think about the pain. I didn't think about death. So I kept doing it more and more. But I was still in control. It wasn't like an everyday thing. And that's when he got the phone call that changed his life. And that was that his son, Jaden, who was 6 months old at the time, had died.
Damn.
Yeah, so that was basically another trigger for him. And that's when things really spiraled out of control.
Don't he got a book coming out?
Yeah, he does.
I'd like to read that.
Yeah, I would definitely like to read it. He's very honest, you know, in this interview. And he talks about his daughter, actually, and how what she had to say to him about seeing him and going with him and talking about his addiction.
She gave me an option. Dad, you need to get some help or I'm not going to talk to you again. I've been a big, strong dude my whole life. So anytime for my kids to see me at a weak point like that, it was definitely hard for me. When I went to the process of going to rehab this last time, you learn to submit everything. You gotta learn to release everything. That's the only way you can learn. I took the steps to get better, and it's working. It was over.
I'm glad his daughter did that.
Yes, absolutely. He has two kids, so he says that's what really keeps him going. You know, there's a lot of people in his life, he said, that are gone, but the people who are still there for him are his two beautiful kids.
Nah, I feel bad about all them crackhead jokes.
Yes, you should.
Not really. Almost.
You should.
No, you got to hear his whole story because it's really sad talking about...
He still caused it on himself, though.
His
it's
mother passed away. But he said addiction is a disease.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just some things, I guess, that he was trying to self-medicate because of all the pain he went through in his life. And he just spiraled out of control. He couldn't handle it.
Mm.
A lot of people start using drugs. Like he said, when he first started, it was under control. Every now and then, using some cocaine. But then his son died from SIDS at the age of 6 months.
So he used it more
his
to
grandmother
get away.
Passed away.
Used some more to get away.
You know, he had the pain of his mother, who was his best friend, dying.
All right,
yeah,
okay,
he was only
12. I feel bad. Jesus
no more
Christ.
Lamar Odom jokes.
Gosh.
I'm glad he did this interview because it'll be helpful for a lot of people.
Well, I didn't know the backstory. We done got these
jokes.
Well,
now you know the backstory.
Yes, you can't take these jokes back.
All right, now Safari, in the meantime, was tweeting, and he said, I really want a kid. Nikki, you were supposed to have my child. I can't believe this is life.
What's wrong
drug
with
drug use. Oh, speaking of drug
Safari.
Use.
What's
he
wrong
definitely
with him?
Was high when he
What's
put
going
it.
On drunk. Here?
High or drunk. Word up. What's your problem, bro? Never let him see you sweat, Safari.
Well, she is single, so maybe they've been
care,
in communication.
Man. You take a knuckle and put it to his temple and twist it. You don't ever let him see you sweat. You don't admit that on social media.
So she's not with Nas anymore? I thought she was Nas. That rumor that she was with Nas. No?
Well, damn, you spilling some tea this morning, too. I didn't know that.
I mean, she got on Ellen. And
well, that tea
I
is
made
all
like
over
that.
The floor.
Okay.
Ooh,
all right.
Don't get no mop.
And you know Envy, but no, he from Queens. And Envy was actually the one that was in that picture.
Moving along.
Anything else you want to tell us?
Nope.
All right, well, I'm Angela Yee, and that's your rumor report. And you heard it first from Envy?
I did not.
Put Envy Hilton. Anything else you want to tell us?
Because it was just a rumor before. I didn't know it was true. Mm-hmm.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him
any more tea you want to spill.
I thought it was just a rumor.
I don't know.
What accent was that? What are you giving your donkey to, man?
Donkey today is going to a young lady named Brianna Harmon. We need Brianna Harmon to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have
the
a word
what?
Yes, and I'm just going to tell you one hashtag for Brianna Harmon, the donkey today. Rape hoax.
Oh, boy. All right, we'll get into that next. And then the side chicks of, what, Charlotte? North Carolina? Where are you from?
I don't think this is a real thing.
No? Well, the side chicks of Charlotte will be joining us, so don't move. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
Donkeys of the Day, ask Charlemagne.
I'm a Democrat, so being Donkey of the Day is a little bit of a mixed way.
So like a donkey?
Yeehaw,
okay.
Donkey of the Day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
Now, I've been called a lot in my 23 years, but Donkey of the Day is a new one.
Hey, good morning. Donkey today for Friday, July 28th goes to a young white woman in Texas named Brianna Harmon. Now, Brianna is 19 years old, and on Wednesday, she was charged with 2 counts of tampering with physical evidence and 2 counts of tampering with a government record, which are all felonies. Now, did I mention Brianna Harmon is white? Race matters in this situation because Brianna made a false report to police, and that false report was that she had been abducted and gang raped behind a church by a pack of wild Negroes. Let's go to KX. IITV Fox News 12 for the report, please.
18-year-old Brianna Harmon Talbot admitted to police Tuesday night she was never kidnapped and raped. It was all a lie.
I think once the story started unraveling that she didn't know how to get out of it. And it just reached the point that all she could do was tell the truth.
Police say the kidnapping scene, her open car door and shoe on the ground, her arrival at a Denison church, scratched and bleeding, was all staged. Mm-mm. Talbot even confessed her injuries were self-inflicted. The department put as much work into this investigation as they would a murder case. They are seeking restitution for the cost, but a dollar amount has not been released. And they believe she acted alone. Birch says this hoax is especially offensive to the African-American community because she described the fictitious suspects as 3 black men.
Give it a max.
Mm-mm-mm.
This is exactly what I be talking about when I say some white women have a history of lying on black men. And if this was a different time period, the police wouldn't care if it was a hoax or not. They would have arrested and killed every Negro in the town simply because Brianna wants to lie for no damn reason. Remember earlier this year when I gave the young lady from Fox Sports 1 Donkey of the Day? I think her name was Christian Leahy, I believe, because of the way she flipped on LaVar Ball and said, "Are you threatening me?" when he clearly wasn't threatening her. It's situations like this that made that such a trigger. Okay, what Brianna Harmon did is exactly what the young lady did to Emmett Till. The problem is Emmett Till got killed before the young lady admitted she was lying. Thank God times have changed, sort of. The crazy thing about this situation is she hasn't even given a reason why she did it. She just woke up one morning and said, "You know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to say I got gang raped by a group of black guys." And for what?
She wanted some attention.
Exactly. I've been telling all you attention seekers who do anything online to get attention all week, stop looking for love on social media and start loving yourself. This young lady, she didn't do this on social media, but clearly she is not getting the attention at home that she needs to. So maybe she should start a YouTube page. She may need an IG. She needs some type of attention because clearly she's not getting enough. An idle mind is the devil's playground. It is a very dangerous thing. When someone's mind is idle, especially a child, this girl's only 19. When someone's mind is idle, the person in question will inevitably turn his or her attention to evil deeds. That's what this silly little girl, Brianna, has done. Okay? Your Uncle Charlotte tells you all the time, life is all about avoiding crazy people. Crazy people are one of the leading causes of death and all trouble in America because crazy people don't just do things that affect them. They do things that affect us all. And thank God, Brianna's crazy didn't get any black men killed or sent to jail for no damn reason. Please give this lying-ass devil Brianna Harmon the biggest hee-haw, please. Sheesh. All right, it's Friday. Let's get to the action, guys.
Man. Oh, my goodness.
We got the donkey of the day out of the way.
You did that donkey mad fast.
Let's get to the action,
back
guys.
Back to the action. All right,
when we come back. You're excited for this one.
We're going to bring the side chicks of Charlotte in here, and now, Lil Duval's coming back in
here. Lil Duval is still here, and I think that I really think Lil Duval booked these people, and I'm going to tell you why.
Why?
Angelique said she didn't book him.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't book him.
I didn't book him.
You didn't book him. Our producer Eddie saying he don't know who booked them.
Lil Duval shows up today. And then after that.
That's what I'm saying.
And they actually all walked upstairs at the same time.
That is, now that I'm putting everything together, this seems like a very elaborate plan.
And okay. He always talks about his side chicks.
That is true. All right, when we come back, Lil Duval and the side chicks of Charlotte.
The real. Don't take away the real.
Oh, the real side chicks of Charlotte.
Yes. All right. Bring these birds in. Let's talk to these young. I mean, let's these bring ladies. These young
you don't
ladies
know, we
in.
Haven't, we haven't heard from them
bring
yet.
Bring these young ladies in. There let's you talk go. To them, please.
Yeah, all right. When we come back, we're going to speak to these young ladies. Keep it locked. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yeah. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne the Guy. We are the Breakfast Club. Lil Duval is here as
What's
well.
What's up?
The yes. fourth member.
What's
and we got
up?
Some other lovely
we got
ladies
some, We
in
got
the
some guests in here who are messing up the game. If you have a side chick in Charlotte, you need to dump her right now before she ends up on this damn show.
The real side chicks of Charlotte.
Hello, it's a lot of y'all. Y'all like Wu-Tang Clan. Y'all like the ASAP mob. Introduce yourselves. Yeah, come on, put your lips on the mic, baby.
I'm Tiffany Nicole.
Hey, Tiffany
What's
Nicole.
What's up, you guys? I'm Storm.
Hey, Storm.
I'm Jaleesa.
Okay, we got a Nubian white queen. What's your name?
My name is Brittany Bricks.
Brittany Bricks.
Yeah.
And I'm Nisha.
Nisha.
I'm Shadora.
Shadora.
And I'm Lynette.
Hey, Lynette.
We are really side chicks?
Yeah, we are really the side chicks.
Did y'all just stumble into being side chicks? Or y'all just say, you know what, I'm going to be a side chick?
It was never really like, oh, okay, we woke up one morning and was like, yeah, like side chick power. No, it was more like a forceful situation, like you didn't really know about it, so now you have to be a side chick because that's what you.
Don't
put
you blame
into.
That on the man?
Oh, definitely.
Next thing I know,
we're
I'm
blaming
a side
you first.
No, let's keep it real. It does happen a lot, though. A lot of women don't know that they're side chicks, that's and then
it.
They find
that also
out.
Also happens a lot. A lot of women don't give a fuck that they side.
That's true.
Yeah,
but we listen. We older, so we come from the era of side chicks being quiet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want y'all out here talking. Yeah, that, so, y'all blowing up my spot. Talking,
I have no problem with side chicks. I like discreet side chicks, though. I don't like the ones that's popping, letting everybody know, because y'all messing up the ecosystem.
Yeah, this is our worst nightmare.
So
right?
Why are y'all talking?
It's always the woman's fault. It's never, no disrespect to the men, but it's never a male's fault for a situation. Not saying that a woman sometimes doesn't enter herself into a situation that she knows that she's going to be a side chick. But it's more, we're just bringing it to society. Like, this is everyday life. Like, people are really mad at a title, but this goes on and it's been going on for generations to come. So it just didn't start with us. We just actually made a show about it.
Yeah, there's different layers of side chicks, too.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a side chick that's like, I just like to be with men because I want to just get some money and I have to worry about a relationship and he treats me better than he treats his wife.
Yeah.
Then there's a side chick that she's with a guy and he's lying to her and saying, oh, I'm leaving my wife. I'm not going to be with her anymore. We're separated, but we still live together.
Is that
and
true, ladies?
Yeah, that's true. So, you know,
this necessarily doesn't have anything to do with
talk to the mic.
Put your lips on the mic, baby. You gotta, if you're a good side chick,
okay,
you got to keep
well,
your lips on the mic.
This doesn't have anything.
Go ahead, babe.
This necessarily doesn't have anything to do with somebody's husband. Like, I never came in here saying I was f***ing somebody's husband either.
You can't curse.
Sorry.
You can't curse.
But you are sleeping with somebody's man, right?
If you are the side chick.
Necessarily, he doesn't live with his girlfriend, and he's seeing me, too. So once you get over the fact that we all f***ing the same dude,
She fell for the we separated lie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what that
y'all
is.
Y'all think y'all make good main chicks?
Absolutely.
Of course.
Why?
I cook,
why?
I clean.
Why?
I'm a
what
mother.
Is scratching her head like, no, you're not going to make a good main chick. Why is that?
I'm not going to be a good main chick.
Because you so right used to now. Being the side?
Yeah, I'm not it right now.
What's the benefit of being a side chick?
The benefit? Yeah, no drama. It's peaceful. You don't have to answer to anyone. I mean, until he getting his feelings.
Mm-hmm. What happens if the main chick calls you?
Yeah, if the wife calls, the main chick.
Hey, what did you
I tell her the truth.
y'all ever had sex with the main chick?
You said you tell her the truth?
I will.
You will?
Yeah. I like girls. That's
good. That's like, good. Yeah, you're not really a side chick no more once you do that. No,
for real.
Right.
So why would you tell the wife or the main chick?
He tells me what's going on, so why shouldn't she have a reason? I mean, the right to know.
So y'all all that's would right. tell the wife or side chick?
No, wait a minute. First,
I'll let him
everybody's not messing with somebody's husband or,
boyfriend.
You know, per se, trying to be a homewrecker. Boyfriend is nothing but a title. Until you got a marriage license, it's not real.
You
so
see,
therefore, I just want to make it clear, everybody is not a homewrecker. We not out here messing with people, husbands and stuff like that. Me particular, I'm pretty sure other ladies can speak for themselves. I just want to put
so
that on
makes
red
you
alert.
A side chick,
yeah, so
then?
Why the title
what
side
makes you a side chick?
That means
because
that somebody's still messing. You're still boyfriend. In the man is in the middle, and it's still a woman here and a woman there. But 9 times out of 10, the man is telling you 2 different things, but it's what you want to hear. So you listening to it because it sounds good. It does.
Are y'all all side chicks to celebrities?
Stay tuned.
But why blow up they spot, though? Like, that's going to mess up what y'all got going on.
They not giving me enough money, though.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord.
Worst hoes, man.
Who did?
You too short to have a side chick.
You're not even in a relationship.
You like a boy.
It's
You offended the transgender community enough this morning.
All right, we got more with the side chicks of Charlotte when we come back. Also, the fourth member of the Breakfast Club is here, Little Duval. So don't move, here's Bruno Mars. That's what I like. Good morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Little Duval is in the building. He's been holding it down with us. And we have the side chicks of Charlotte in the building. Now, do you guys even have a network?
We have a few offers.
Lord have mercy. What networks are these so we can protest them?
Stop it.
Who are the networks? Who are the networks?
You want a side chick?
No, I've had one. That's why my life was in shambles. But now that I am side chick free, my life is amazing.
Ain't that good?
Because y'all cause too much drama. Like, it's too stressful to have a side chick, at least for me. I ain't never something to my side chick dreams. All my side chicks knew I was married, are in a relationship.
I don't know about that.
That's a damn lie.
Because they'll be like, Angela, I didn't know he was married.
That's a damn lie.
He wasn't married at the time. Yeah, man. But he used to read Maya Angelou quotes all every morning, though.
Yeah, I try to uplift them a little bit, you know what I'm saying, empower them just a little bit, because I don't want y'all to be side chicks forever, and y'all don't want to be side chicks forever,
right? You did buy Michael Kors bag, too.
That's for a Dominican. Any of y'all Dominican?
No.
That's what Dominicans like. I gave her what she liked. I don't see what the problem is. What y'all want? Tell me what a side chick wants. What keeps a side chick happy?
I just want to be happy. Just peace. Being at peace, not having to worry about extra stuff. Like,
she want her bills paid a little D.
Right, thank you.
Have you a lot of D's?
You guys are square as, I mean, AF, sorry, but you are. Like, and until you guys, like, I feel like a lot of you are complacent with your situations and,
so we square because we don't want to have a side chick?
Yeah, you guys are square. You all are square.
Man, your daddy voted for Donald Trump.
Shut up. You gotta learn it.
What the hell are you talking about? We square.
You know what I'm saying? You're married saying that you don't like a side chick.
Yes, I'm a faithful man.
So
I want to be married.
This has a lot to do with our lifestyle.
I have a side chick.
People don't always have side chicks just because their wives or people are not doing what they're supposed to do. Some people just have them just because.
Why do you think men go after side chicks?
It helps marriages stay together.
Okay, explain.
Well, because I know some people are—they've been in marriages for like 20 years. I mean, you know, you love your wife, whatever.
How long was
but
you
it
married?
But it gets boring.
How long
it
was
gets
you
boring.
Married?
I don't stay long. 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah, but the problem is when side chicks start catching feelings, and then they want to be the main girl, and then they get TV shows and put you on blast. Like, that can cause problems.
Yeah, we never said that we was putting anybody on blast on the show.
But this is the thing. Y'all are putting yourself in the public eye, so next time y'all get seen with that dude who got a woman, they're going to automatically say that's who she kicking it with.
Y'all understand the stigma y'all putting yourself in right now.
Yeah, we just going to have to be done with them after the show.
Because I ain't going to front. It's hard for side chicks, for real. Like, I understand why girls have side chicks. Because I had a girl that was a side chick. She not a bad girl, but she ain't my type of girl to be the main. But she just out here, and I want her to find a girl.
When you say out here, what you mean?
She just can't find a man. It just ain't no man.
So you want
there.
Her to find a girl or something? Like, because for me, in my job, a lot of guys.
Put your lips on the mic, bro.
No, she a teacher.
For me, in my job, a lot of guys don't want to be serious with me.
What's your job?
I'm a dancer.
You're a stripper.
So, and I also do music too. So.
I don't have time for a guy,
and guys don't like it that I'm around other guys, so they don't take me serious.
Do y'all have jobs? All y'all have jobs?
I'm intelligent. I have a dental assisting degree. Like,
you got a dental assistant degree?
I live on my own. I pay my mother's
bills.
Is it a
degree for dental assistant?
It's a certificate, a diploma.
I went to school for a month, so it's what?
You went to school for a month?
Have an
you ain't had to tell us that. You could have kept that to yourself. How did your family feel about you doing what you're doing? Because I know you probably got a nice conservative family.
No, I don't actually.
No, yes.
I don't have a conservative family at all, just because of my color. Don't ever judge a book by its cover, because I grew up really hard in the slums, literally.
Oh,
I did.
Lord! Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord! Oh, Lord! I grew up hard in the slums.
My mom still lives in a trailer, so I don't really care.
Oh, that's your fault. That means that your
ain't doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Anywho.
You fucking wrong, man.
All right, guys.
Next question.
Who's the executive producer of this show? Yeah. What's your, my man right here, what's your name, brother? 704.
The show started from a song, right?
Right, definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the show started from a song that I have been pushing. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, I've been doing music for the last 10, 12 years. When we put the song out there, it's like everybody came back with the feedback on, like, is this a real show? Or I watched that, or we'll tune in, blah, 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 blah. So once people caught a whiff of it, a guy from L.A. called and was like, yo, this turning into a real show. So then once we got that together, you know what I'm saying, we put together an audition.
So y'all got a production company and everything?
Yeah.
I want to see the audition reel.
Have you slept with any of them? Question. Go ahead, Envy.
No, the flat tummy tea.
Who did what?
Bad.
No. Hell no. We ain't getting in the game.
Don't you talk down. Don't talk down on video vixens, okay?
Oh, no. I'm not talking down on anybody.
No, what are y'all trying to get out of this, for real?
It's a platform for us to be able to brand ourselves into entrepreneurship. Everybody has different jobs. Some people have their own started their own businesses. So it's not that we're just here because it's like, oh, we just want to be on TV. It just so happened it was an opportunity for us to better ourselves, regardless of the name that's on it. The name is just a name. It's just like when you call somebody a female dog.
No. The name is not just a name, because whenever people see y'all from now on, they're going
to
label y'all side
chicks. Y'all have to learn
that's
hard
y'all stigma y'all from now on.
Hey, but guess what? Jocelyn Hernandez is getting a check, and she was a side chick.
Man, all
and
checks
she don't
ain't
care.
Good checks, baby.
We
all
laugh at Jocelyn.
What people talk about? People going to say
you probably laughing at us. We laugh.
Y'all not laughing. Y'all not laughing to the bank, because you know how much y'all going to get paid? $1,500 a piece, and they're going to take taxes out of it. So that's about $750 every week.
They gonna get hosted.
You guys, one last question. What do you want people to take away from the show when they're watching? What do you want them to get out of it?
Them to take away. There's so many relationships, and I've been married, like I said. A lot of women, they nag. They don't understand why their men stray. Now, some men stray just because that's what they do. You know what I'm saying? You get bored. I'm a woman. I get bored. But so I just want people to actually see the show, you know, and take something from it, because some of these women are rough. Mm-hmm. You know, and then they're coming home and they keep taking this man back, let the man cheat in peace. Like, just take something from the show.
So you're saying if you're going to stay and you know he's cheating,
then shut up.
If you are, but if you find he's cheating, you want to stay.
Let her talk from now on.
Hey, let her be y'all's spokesperson.
Let her be y'all's spokesperson.
All right? Let y'all sleep with us, right?
You said what? What'd you say, Envy?
Just curious.
Let's end this with a prayer, man. Everybody just pray. Which one of y'all believe in God?
No, you don't pray.
We ain't praying to your white Jesus. We're not praying to your white Jesus. I'm serious. What's your name?
Come on.
Let's go.
Dear Heavenly Father, please bless us. Please don't let this Breakfast Club show make a fool of us. Lord, please, when they edit this,
we're not editing.
Let them do right by the show.
Hush, my boss.
You're going to get struck by Jesus.
Lord, bless everyone in this room as individuals. Bless everyone's situation. Everyone goes through different things. We need you in our life. Obviously.
No weapon.
You are the higher God. Bless this man singing.
All kind of lightning bolts about to come through this
more
studio
than any
station.
Of us. Be with us as we travel safely home. Be with everyone else. And amen.
Amen. Amen. Hey, right. Jesus just called. He said he sent that one to the spam folder. All right.
Okay. I'm Charlie. It's the Breakfast Club. Lil Duval, thank you, bro.
Amen. Thank y'all, man.
We'll see you this weekend. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Angela, you just pooped on herself.
All good.
First of all, the reason why I never wear white is because I spill stuff. I'm very messy. And then I just spill green smoothie all over my white.
All over you.
But then, not to mention, I went in the bathroom this morning and realized the whole dress is see-through.
And if your period come on, you can see that little quarter-size
crimson stain on the back?
I do have my period, as a matter of fact.
Listen, salute to all the square-ass, faithful men out there. Drop on the clues bombs for us.
The word is faithful, not fateful.
Okay, whatever. I'm just learning it because I'm just learning to be it. But listen, here's the thing.
What's that?
The real side chicks in Charlotte were here. No salute to them at all. All right? I don't know who invited them.
It was all bad, man. I don't know who invited them.
I don't know who booked them. But
they drove here from North Carolina.
That's
crazy.
I just want them to know. You know, and I tried to talk to them on the air and off the air. There's no future in what they're doing whatsoever.
I definitely listen.
There's no future in what they're doing.
My husband's
going to
be a nice
whatsoever.
Square. No cheating.
One of the young ladies, I think her name was Jaleesa.
Mm-hmm.
She was like, I really want a copy of your book, Black Privilege.
Solomon said, you read?
I said, you read? I didn't even mean it. I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did, but I really felt that way. You read? But I gave it to her. I gave her a copy. She
that's
might
nice
could possibly
of you.
Use it.
And we should have let, what was her name? Snowflake? What was her name?
Her name was not Snowflake.
Her name was Becky.
Becky.
We should have
let Becky rap.
Becky, her whole team stopped her.
Oh, Brittany. We
Becky.
Close.
Her name is Becky Bricks. All right? That's her name. But the video will be up on YouTube shortly.
All
enjoy.
Right. Well, let's get to the rumors.
Let's do it.
Hey, Angel.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee.
Well, Trick Daddy had some issues with things that Meek Mill had said in an interview previously. And that's, you know, Meek Mill talking about riding around on yachts and rocking Cuban links and how it influenced people in Miami to do that. Well, here is what originally, if you didn't hear it, here's what Trick Daddy said.
Miami niggas are not followers, not mini-me's and me-toos. We trendsetters. We cocaine selling, machine gun rooting, tooting, shooting, fool ass niggas. And don't use my city or my niggas for character references. I would not accept it. I would get out of character. Dirt bikes, Cuban links, and yachts. We cocaine cowboys. Ever since you lost your girl, you've been tripping. As a matter of fact, your visa has expired. And you owe me and my city an apology.
All right. Well, Meek Mill has responded to Trick Daddy. He was doing an interview with Cosmic Kevin. Here's what he said.
When I come to Philadelphia, all our OGs, they don't get on Instagram where we from. And if they want to say something to somebody, they go say something to them, they get in contact to them, and they say it with them, especially if it's on that type of level of anger. All I always say is, there's only one way to handle Meek Mill when you see him. And when the people see me out in the world, and this is for everybody in the rap industry from here on to 1,000 years, when you see people flip out on the internet about me, I will always be handled with respect.
All right, so that's what Meek Mill had to say. And in that interview, he also said he is so tired of being asked about Drake and Nicki Minaj. He's
Come
tired
on,
of talking
well, he knew
about
that was
it.
Yeah, you had to know that was going to happen.
Well, especially that's why he said he wouldn't do interviews. That's on the album. He said he didn't want to do interviews.
Especially on your first press run. And for everybody that's always asking why didn't Meek Mill come to the Breakfast Club, Meek Mill came to the Breakfast Club twice. He was just late.
Right.
And we busy. And we got things to do.
One time he was an hour 40 late, and the next time he was 45 minutes late.
Yeah. Oh, so he did show up. He just showed up late.
He came in He came in last Thursday and last Friday. And I'd love to sit down and have a conversation with Meek Mill, but we busy. Mm-hmm. We are busy. That's why we got to keep these time schedules, people.
All right, now Amber Rose, since we in Philly right now, is having to talk about some comments that she made on an interview. She actually did Drink Champs. And shout out to Nori and DJ EFN, because Drink Champs started again season 2 on Revolt yesterday.
Drop on the clues bombs for Nori, damn it.
N-R-A!
Now, Amber Rose said this.
A lot of the people where I'm from aren't traditionally attractive people. For me, being blessed with beauty, as beautiful women know, it's a blessing and a curse.
Oh.
To grow up in such an area and be blessed with beauty, it was very difficult for me. And a lot of people, you know, used to be like, you ain't from South Philly, you're from California or something. And like, I would be on the bus and they're like, where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from Broughton Ellsworth. And they're like, nah, you're not like from there.
All right, well, she has had to since backtrack, and here's what she had to say about those comments. And when you say something and it sounds wrong, you should fess up to it.
And so in the interview, I said that, you know, where I was from, that people weren't traditionally attractive, and I was. And I wasn't saying that's how I felt. And so I just watched a clip, and I'm, like, cringing because I'm just so not that girl, man. I think everyone is absolutely gorgeous and beautiful in their own way, and I am about body positivity and loving yourself.
I don't have an opinion on this until I see what the girls in South Philly look
Stop
like.
Stop it. There's attractive people anywhere you go.
Yeah, okay. But I need to see what the girls in South Philly look like. I don't have an opinion on this.
I'm sure there's some attractive girls in South Philly.
I can't just jump out there and see. What if she was telling the truth? I don't know.
No, that's not true.
I don't know.
There's some other
I don't know what the girls in South Philly look like. I know girls from Philly. I just don't know what part they're from. I love
All right, well, let's end all of this on a good now. Good note. Shout out to French Montana. He had posted a caption underneath the video of the Ugandan health center that he donated money toward. He donated a huge donation for that building, and it's almost done. It's going to service 286,000 people with health care when it's complete, and he posted a video of it almost completed. He said, wow, I love hip-hop and the platform it gave me. Things like this make all the blood, sweat, and tears worth it.
Drop on the clues, Bob, for French Montana, damn it.
It was him in the weekend that made the donation.
There you go. That's a great donation.
I'm Angela Yee, and that's your Rumor Report.
When is Usher going to donate to a free clinic in Atlanta? That's what the streets want to know.
Well, we don't even know if he has herpes.
I ain't say nothing about herpes. I just asked when the man going to make a donation to a free clinic in Atlanta. See what I'm saying?
You know what? Shout out to Revolt. I don't know where the cameras are. Cameraman ain't here, but shout out to Revolt. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Everybody else, the People's Choice Mix is up next at DJ Envy for your request. You know, it's a Friday, so we throw it back, and it's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.